Well, good morning and welcome to the Power Hour radio show. And this is Glenn Parnum. I'm Director of Research and Development for International Health, based in Arizona, have been for 31 years. And grab something to write with. This is going to be a very interesting show. Let's put it that way. Now, let me tell you my background, because I'm going to say some things I absolutely guarantee are going to step on toes, and I don't give a flip, to be honest with you. I am sick and tired of what's going on in this country, so everything I'm going to tell you is based on pure medical fact, common sense, and God's word. Like I said, I've been Director of Research and Development, International Health. I'm 70 years old, have been since late 1988. Okay, I have three areas of expertise. One is clinical nutrition, second one is hormone biochemistry, third one is infectious diseases, which we'll be talking about today. I've had a ministry for 28 years called Biblical Health. You are going to hear me use some of God's word today, and that offends you, get over it. I really don't care. Okay, our country is at the precipice of complete collapse, and we are going to talk about some things today. Now, I'm going to give you my personal number at my research office, because I am not going to go through all of the medical studies that I'm going to be mentioning. If you call me, 480-429-0021, okay? That is my direct number at my research office. Arizona is now on West Coast time, okay? And I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of accumulated emails, medical research studies, everything that I can email you to back up everything I'm going to say. I'm going to mention several different things, but there's no way in this two-hour show, because I'm going to be talking about several different things. Okay, but again, call me, 480-429-0021. Secondly, Power Hour has got some good products, and I'm going to tell you right now, we are in for a supply chain collapse and hyperinflation. Well, I'll be talking about that shortly. If you need products, it bases on your resources. Resources means two things, okay? The availability in your community for the best, purest, cleanest food and water, and whatever money you have. I do consultations, free consultations, 6 to 8 hours a day. You can call me at my research office. I used to do them 12 to 14 hours a day. I'm 70 years old. I've cut back, but I still do them. And we'll go over your diet. We'll go over the pharmaceutical medications that you're on to help you wean off, okay? But it's important to understand what is coming. Power Hour's got some good products. If you're using them, stock up. Get them, because do not assume you're going to be able to call within a few months and get them. The supply chain break is absolutely astounding. First things first, and if I step on people's toes with the truth, too bad, because I am sick of what's going on. The ignorance of the American population is so out of control right now. Now, ignorance is not stupidity. Ignorance is lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge simply means you don't know. Now, if you know and do not prepare for it, a wise man sees what's coming and prepares. A fool does nothing and suffers. Then you're stupid. And boy, am I talking to a lot of stupid people recently. Let's get all this talk about the vaccine and this fake pandemic, and the mask wearing, let's get that out of the way first. Now, when this first started to break out over a year ago, because of my background in infectious diseases, and in the 30 years I've been doing this, I have formed relationships with the top research biochemists, infectious disease experts all over the world. Something did not seem right, okay? So I started to save all sorts of medical studies, and they were few and far between at first. Now they're coming every day from top-level scientists, Dr. Tenpenny, Del Bigtree, Robert Kennedy, Dr. Judy Miklovitz. We'll be talking about some of these people. Then the articles started to come just every day, okay? Then I started to accumulate articles about the masks. We'll talk about that. So the first thing was the fake pandemic. This is not a pandemic. Never was, never will be. The last true pandemic worldwide was the 1918, what they called the Spanish flu. Had nothing to do with Spain, was caused by the Rockefeller-induced vaccines given to the troops. And this was 1918, given to the troops going to World War I. And that killed 50 to 100 million people. There's absolute proof it was caused by the vaccine. Okay? Well, that sounds like a conspiracy theory. I don't care what you think. I'm going to back up everything that I say with pure medical science, common sense, God's word, and medical research that nobody can argue with. That's why I say, if you want proof of what I'm saying, okay, call my office. I could overwhelm you with emails. Now, so you understand, too, I am a political atheist. There is no politician. I'm sure there are a few, what I call the Daniels, who are in Babylon. But by and large, every politician, local, state, federal, have been bought off, are corrupt beyond belief. There's a few honest ones out there. I put no hope in any politician. So I'm a political atheist. Understand, I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. I put hope in one person. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And if that offends you, tough. Okay? So I started to accumulate all these articles. Then it moved on to the masks. Okay? Then the vaccine. I have never been pro-vaccine. I've been researching vaccines for 30 years. I know everything about them. Okay? This is a new vaccine. But anyway, so I was curious. I just kept saving and saving and saving. I have a huge memory on my computer. And the other day I said, you know, I wonder, how many articles do I have saved? Medical articles, scientific journal articles, articles from very famous researchers. Okay, how many do I have? I added them up, and between the information on the fake pandemic, on the masks, and on vaccines, it's over 800. So could I overwhelm you? Yep. I do a lot of radio shows. I have for over 25 years. Used to be on with Joyce years and years ago. Okay, so everything you're going to hear today, and if it offends you, again, I'm going to say that more than once. I don't care. Okay? If you have taken the vaccine, God help you. Okay? Let's talk about this vaccine. First of all, legally, it's already been challenged in court. It's not a vaccine. When I was growing up, the vaccines, they were terrible anyway. They were grown in chicken eggs. These are called mRNA. Messenger RNA. They change your blood chemistry. They change your DNA. That has been proven. Who's behind this? The eugenicists. And if you don't know what that means, okay, they are the people who want world depopulation. The Bill Gates, the United Nations, okay? Thank God his word says the gates of hell will not prevail. Bill Gates is a God-hating, satanic, baby-killing scumbag. He will burn in hell if he doesn't repent. Okay, and everybody else, because notice, everything is now vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. There is no honest reporting on any controlled media. They may give you bits and pieces of the truth. They're all pushing the vaccine. Anyone who takes the vaccine is going to die. Oh, that's a pretty bold statement, Glenn. Well, let's see what Dr. Judy Miklovitz. And again, call me at my research office. I will email you the articles. Dr. Judy Miklovitz. I've been on radio shows with her. Her credentials are longer than your leg. She is one of the most remarkable biochemists in the world. She's estimating that 50 to 100 million Americans who took the vaccine will be dead when the powers that be, the eugenicists who want world depopulation. I have Bill Gates on videotape saying that 90% of world population has to be eliminated. Well, how could they do that? They don't need us anymore. They have artificial intelligent robots that outperform humans, okay, from the simplest things. I've seen the robots that can make 300 pizzas an hour. Why do you think everything is going to driverless vehicles, driverless cars? They don't need us anymore. They'll keep maybe a half a billion, 500 million people around as sex slaves and slaves for them. These are the people in control. It goes back to what's called the Georgia Guidestone. If you don't know what it is, well, that just shows your ignorance. It's Georgia Guidestones. Just go on any internet search engine, type in Georgia as in the state of Guidestone. And it was built sometime late 70s. They don't know who funded it. But it's the Ten Commandments for Mother Earth worship. And for those of you who have a spiritual life, when you see Mother Earth as opposed to Father God, red flag. And it's in like 11 different languages, 30-foot tall granite stone monument in a national park. And the first commandment is to reduce Earth population to 500 million people or less. That's what we are in the full-fledged attack. So everything that started out as this virus. Now, am I saying there is no virus? Nope. Is it a deadly virus? Nope. Are people dying from it? Yes. Who? Who's dying? Older people, 65 and older primarily, okay, because Social Security is broke, pension system is broke, Medicare is broke. So if you get this virus, and is it a biological weapon? Yes. Okay. But who died? Older people with what are called comorbidity problems, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity. They're the ones who died. I had some friends die. Okay. And when this first started to come out, I mean, something just wasn't right. Hey, wait a minute. This virus, you know, it's corona. Coronavirus is a flu virus. Have you noticed how the word flu has been taken out of our vocabulary? So when this first started to hit, and I started, you know, this is over a year ago, and started to get all sorts of articles about it, saying, Ramus, and the scientists were really questioning it, because at first it was like, well, we've got to flatten the curve. It'll only be, you know, a few weeks or months we'll be able to flatten the curve. Look what they've been able to do with absolute lies, absolute outright lies, if people will bother to do a little bit of research on their own. They've been able to take down the most powerful economy in the world, okay? There was a paper written in 2010 by one of the most satanic, evil organizations on planet Earth called the Rockefeller Foundation. And it basically said, here's how we are going to remove the United States. They are the last country standing in the way of our new world order. It can be, you can call it anything you want. You can call it the deep state, okay? As a Christian, I call it the beast system, okay? Mentioned in Daniel in the book of Revelation. But they actually published a paper, I have it, said here's how we're going to take down the United States. They're standing in our way of this new world order. Okay, we are going to start with a fake pandemic. We will collapse the economy. They will fall into our hands in like a ripe fruit, and we will then be able to institute, okay? And that's when you first started to hear about this thing called the Great Reset, and it's really gaining speed right now. So this was all planned decades ago. I just saw a short 2-minute film the other day. 1956, and it talked about the future. You know, it talked about all the modern things that were going to be coming, worldwide travel, being able to make food, any type of food you want, and yada, yada, yada. But the last 30 seconds, we're talking about, well, the ability to travel worldwide is going to raise the possibility of infectious diseases and pandemics. And they actually mentioned, now this was 1956, they mentioned the year 2020. These satanic bastards, and those are both biblical terms, so I can use them, they've been planning this for decades. And now it's what we are on the way out. So what can you do about it? Do we have to resist? Yes. Resistance to tyranny, okay, is absolutely imperative. The current administration is a communist Bolshevik revolution, okay? They stole the election. Anybody who doesn't believe that, I don't really care. Mike Lindell did a two and a half, three hour absolute proof. I live in Arizona. They're still fighting. They're still fighting here over the election fraud. So what happened this last election was the takeover, okay? And you know what astounds me? And I'm just going to take a little break from this. We have been under the educational system, okay? We have been so dumbed down. The younger generation is so sad, see them addicted to their smartphones and that. But even the adults, okay, who went through school, because when I used to travel with my ministry called Biblical Health, my wife and I would travel just about every weekend speaking to what I call the most ignorant group of people in the world, what's normally referred to as the body of Christ. And again, my people perish for lack of knowledge. I would show them irrefutable evidence that everything we learned in school, except 2 + 2 does equal 4, everything else was a lie. We're not trained on economics. We're not trained on the Federal Reserve, the Babylonian money magic. So just to give you an idea, one of the things they do, and I can remember back when, you know, they were talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in deficits and spending. And then it went to billions and billions of dollars. Okay, now we're hearing the word a trillion over and over. Our government has spent $10 trillion of our children and grandchildren's future. And the average American that I ask, and again, I'm on a lot of radio shows. I do consultations 6 to 8 hours a day. And I always like to find out, is there any economic education or information in these people's heads? So let me give you just a little test, okay? Because you ask people, well, if you had a stack of $1,000 bills, how many $1,000 bills would it take to equal a million? Well, some people say, well, 100. I said, no, that's 100,000. It takes 1,000 to equal a million. So how many millions does it take to equal a billion? Well, 1,000. 1,000 million equals a billion. How many billions does it take to equal a trillion? Well, by that time, there's so many zeros, people's heads are just swimming, and they've heard it over and over and over on the controlled media. All the media, and I underline all, is all controlled by 6 evil corporations. So I went to an economic seminar some years ago, heard the best explanation, so I want you to understand this. So the next time you hear them talking about $2.4 trillion in infrastructure, we just had a $1.4 trillion. And the economist up there, he says, let's forget the zeros and the million and billion and that. Let's relate it to time, because everybody understands time. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour. So he used this example. I am your friend. I come to you and say, hey, friend, I want to borrow some money from you, and I will pay you back in million seconds. So rent comes up. I want to borrow a couple hundred bucks. I'll pay you back in a million seconds. Well, that would be easy. You get your calculator out. You figure out 60 seconds to a minute, 60 minutes to an hour. A million seconds is about 12 days. No big deal. Of course, I'll loan you money for 12 days. Not a problem. Then I come to you on that 12th day and say, what I meant to say to you was I'll pay you back in a billion seconds. So we're going from 1 million seconds to a billion seconds. And as this economist said, he said, that's not only qualitatively different, that's quantitatively different. When you go from a million seconds to a billion seconds, you're going from 12 days to 32 years. A billion seconds is 32-year time frame. Little different. Well, then let's go to a trillion seconds, because they're throwing around the word trillion. It's like every broadcast. Oh, you know, 1.4 trillion, you know, for this economic. It's socialism. They have gotten people, the free enterprise system in this country is all but dead because everybody's getting free money. Well, so they throw that name around, trillion. Okay, going from a billion seconds, which is 32 years, to a trillion seconds is 32,000 years. I hear music. We'll be back after this break. Remember, call up the Power Mall, get the products you need, because they're going to be more expensive within just a few months. So we'll be right back after this break. I'll continue this talk about a trillion.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
Know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. So such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, it sounds like we're back. This is Glenn, Director of Research from International Health. We're in Arizona. Personal number at my research office, 480-429-0021. Make sure you get the products from the Power Mall. And at the end of the last break, I was just finishing up my explanation of million, billion, and trillion. So, a million seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 32 years. A trillion seconds is 32,000 years. So what this economist was explaining, he said, if you started a business on the day that Jesus Christ was born, and that business lost $1 million a day, you would not lose $1 trillion till the year 2700. Now they're throwing around trillions of dollars, okay? Our government has spent, printed up $10 trillion in the last year. We're approaching $30 trillion of the debt that they tell us about. But when you add in derivatives and that, it's a quadrillion. That's $1,000 trillion. So what does that mean? That means that they are following the plan, write this down, Cloward Piven Agenda, Cloward-Piven, P-I-V-E-N, Agenda. Go on any internet search engine, type it in. Cloward and Piven were a husband and wife communist teachers at some Eastern university, I want to say back in the 60s and 70s. They published this agenda. They said, look, the U.S. is too strong militarily to destroy them. What it's going to take, the only way we will be able to destroy the United States is to collapse the welfare state internally by overspending. Well, been working on it for decades and decades. Now we're in the final run. Okay? They are collapsing. Medicare is broke. Social Security is broke. That's why who's dying from this fake pandemic? The old people who are collecting Social Security, the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the world. Medicare is broke. Okay? Pensions are broke. Look at the bailout of hundreds of billions of dollars to the blue state cities. I was born and raised in Chicago. Escaped Chicago, one of the worst communist states now, 32 years ago. So all these blue states got bailed out by this current administration, okay, because everything is broke. So what does that mean? Well, let's just talk about food. And the Power Hour has new manna food. And again, people, this isn't about spending money and getting sales. It's about if you do not get ready for what's coming, you and your family are going to suffer greatly. At 70 years of age, I could care less about me. Nothing in this world attracts me anymore except doing exactly what God has me doing, trying to get his body healthy, because the people I talk to, it's heartbreaking. Sick, tired, fat, depressed, diabetic, sucking on cancer, sucking on pharmaceutical drugs. And please don't get me wrong. I have great respect for the medical medical doctors who work with trauma. I have seen it up close and personal with my own family members. You have a heart attack, you have a stroke, you have a broken bone, you need some testing. What they can do at a trauma center to save the life of a human body is nothing short of miraculous. The flip side of that is the satanic pharmaceutical cartel. Revelation 18 tells you exactly what God thinks of them. All the nations of the world are deceived by their sorcery. The Greek word for sorcery and witchcraft is pharmakia. Okay? $4 trillion was put into the pockets of Big Pharma last year without curing a disease. They have never cured a disease in our lifetime. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay? And they are in partnership with the food industry, who is poisoning us, and put $4 trillion into Big Pharma. So understand what's coming. One of our clients, and because we've been in business for over 30 years, we have a very wide array of different clients. Because we live in Arizona, and I'll be talking about the border, we do a lot of business with law enforcement. A personal friend of mine owns a gun and ammunition business. Okay, we'll talk about that too. One of our clients is one of the top 10 largest farmers in the United States. Okay, and if you understand anything about farming, farmers get a line of credit from banks. That's what they use to buy their seeds and their fertilizer. This man owns hundreds of farms. Hundreds. His line of credit is $100 million. He was offered $500 million. And he knew the trap they were trying to set. Because when this debt bubble blows, it's going to make the Great Depression look like a picnic. Anyway, I talk to him every week. Keep me posted, John, on what's going. Well, about 6 weeks ago, he started to say, wow, things are going nuts. When he placed his order for several of his farms for the season fertilizers, he said it had gone up 20%. In the last 3 weeks. Now, when I talked to him again, he said they're up 50%. He had to wire the money that day, even though he was not going to get the seeds and the fertilizer for a month. He had to wire the money, or it was going to be 22% higher the next day. Every week, he is so concerned about food inflation that he has ordered everything a year in advance. Put in millions upon millions and millions of dollars. He said, you are going to see food inflation take off so badly that the average American family, and there already is a problem. If you go on the internet and search under food banks, food shortages at food banks, just every state is dealing with it. God's word says eventually, one meal will cost you everything you make in a day. Now, who's the largest owner of farmland now in the United States? Bill Gates, the God-hating Satanist. Okay? Evil beyond anything you and I can even imagine. So, what am I saying to do? Numana is a very good line of food. Power Hour sells it. And please, stock up on as much food as you can afford to get. And the other really important thing is water. Okay? The Saudi Arabia of water is Canada. Who now owns and controls Canada? The communist Chinese military. They have more water, fresh water, than any other country in the world up in northern Canada with all the icebergs or whatever you want to call them up there, now controlled by the communist Chinese. Who owns all of the aquifers in this country? Well, people can't own the aquifers. Excuse me, Mr. Ignorant American, the multi-billionaire, multi-trillionaire, deep state, satanic, God-hating people own the aquifers. So let me ask you, how much would you pay for a gallon of water? Yeah, and I don't know where you live, but you're already seeing gas prices go up. We're up 60 cents a gallon here in Arizona. How high do you think gas is going to go? We're at the precipice of war. Russia and the Ukraine and the Middle East, and we're going to war. We have to. Our whole economic system is completely broke right now in a debt cycle. We have to go to war, and the warmongers who are running this administration, anybody who thinks Biden is calling the shots is completely ignorant. He is not. Okay? So how much would you pay for water? $5 a gallon? $10 a gallon? You can go a long time without food. It's called fasting. You go 3 or 4 days without water, your body starts to die. So here's my recommendation to you. Okay? Every time you go to the store, you buy gallons of water. Well, but they're in plastic bottles. Yeah, they're bad. But you can buy them for a buck, a little over a buck. You put them in every nook and cranny of your house or apartment. Okay? Then you get a very good water filter. And dozens and dozens of the filters that go in the water filters. Could be a Big Berkey. I think Power Mall sells Big Berkey. I mean, there's several good water filters out there. Do not assume that you will have water coming out of your tap. There is an electromagnetic pulse weapon coming. It could be just taking down the grid. It's already planned. So every nook and cranny stuffed with gallons of water, you will then run them through your water filter to take out the BPA, the estrogen compounds that are in the plastic bottles. But if you don't have water, you will die. It will become liquid gold. I'm telling you, okay, I talk to experts all over the world, okay, not only will food, okay, the food is already poison, which we'll talk about, but food will become so expensive, okay, the average family won't be able to afford a lot of it. They're, because Bill Gates has said, hey, wants to do away with protein, get people eating bugs, okay? Which, on a side note, these Impossible Burgers, you're seeing Bill Gates is an investor in that. You're seeing them sold by Burger King. This is the soy-based vegetable protein. So just, and I'm going to go into my background as a hormone biochemist, just as a side note. And again, I have articles on this. You don't have to automatically believe me. I will email you if you call me at 480-429-0021. Because are they turning men into women? Yep. There's a book from 1958 called The Age of Treason. It's still available on the internet. Okay? And this doctor, okay, what we would call a whistleblower, was able to talk to who we would call the deep state, the world rulers. And they said, we are going to add 3 chemicals to your food and water to get our desired results. Those desired results were to turn men into women, okay, to cause an ongoing epidemic of diseases where they would make trillions of dollars, and to dumb the brain down, to dumb the population down. It makes it easier to control them. Those 3 chemicals were estrogen, antibiotics, and fluoride. So looking at the world as it is now in 2021, would you say that they have achieved their goal? Yep. Men are being turned into women, the homosexuality problem, the transgender, everything going on. That's the estrogen. So the Impossible Burgers. If you eat any fast food, shame on you, and you deserve what you get. Okay? And I'm talking McMaggot Burgers, Kentucky Fried Cancer, Pizza Slut, any of those. Okay, but these Impossible Burgers that you're hearing so much about, some doctors did studies. Now, a regular grown cow that they get beef from is pumped full of estrogen and antibiotics. That's why your food source, as much as you have the availability and the budget to do so, must be certified organic, non-GMO, and preferably glyphosate-tested, Roundup Ready. We'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, so every beef burger that's not, you know, that you buy at a fast food is loaded with estrogen and antibiotics. They tested the Impossible Burgers. They had 18 million times more estrogen than a regular beef patty. 18 million times. That's enough to grow breasts on men. They're deadly. What causes prostate cancer? Estrogen. Are we exposed to estrogen every day? Yep. And one of the worst culprits is toilet paper. I talk to men every day whose prostates are swollen up. Okay, and the doctors either want to operate, put them on drugs, cut it out, whatever. So think about this. Now, I am not, and I underline not, an environmental tree hugger. But when I read that 30,000 trees a day are cut down just to supply the pulp for toilet paper for the Western nations, that to me is disgusting. Then what do they do with the toilet paper? They pump it full of chemicals. One of the chemicals is an estrogen. It's called BPA. So they're, okay, you wipe your behind, men, women too, but men, right upstream from your, where you wipe, is your prostate gland. And the toilet paper is loaded with estrogen compounds. What does estrogen do to the prostate gland? Most men have never been told that if you were to snip a piece of a man's prostate gland and a piece of a woman's uterus, put them under a medical microscope, they are identical tissue. What? Yeah. What's the only known cause of uterine cancer? When they gave estrogen alone to women, saying, oh, it's the fountain of youth. And because the three sex steroid hormones are estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. When they gave estrogen alone to women, they all got uterine cancer. So what do you think estrogen does to the prostate gland? It swells it up like a balloon, that's BPA. Then it turns into prostatitis, which is a fungal infection. It's not bacteria, it's fungal. What do they give men for it? An antibiotic grown in fungal toxins. That's how they make antibiotics. And then eventually it's cancer. Cut it out, do whatever. Okay, there is a company that sells bamboo toilet paper. Called Real, REEL.com. I don't know if Power Mall has that toilet paper yet. You can find it, but quit using regular toilet paper. Okay, the bamboo toilet paper, no chemicals in it, no estrogen, and if you want to protect your backside and going upstream from estrogen, okay? So anyway, let's get back to the food. You better stock up on food. You better stock up on water. As much as you can. And again, I understand. I talk to multimillionaires, and I talk to people expected to live on Social Security disability, which is an almost impossibility. So you do the best you can with the resources God has provided. Get your food. If it's just a few extra cans of food every time you go to the store, or if you have the money and the resources to stock up on the Numata foods that they sell, okay, at the Power Mall, get it. What I guarantee you, within a few months, everything is going up in price, if you will even be able to get it. The supply chain is breaking down. I talk to my manufacturers. I get calls every week because I am on so many radio shows. I get calls every week from different manufacturers. Oh, International Health needs to carry our products. They're phenomenal and blah, 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 blah. So I've been telling them for 25 years, show me the independent clinical studies. And for the last few years, show me the country of origin, because 90, 95% of the so-called vitamin industry has been bought out by Big Pharma, and they're now made in China. They got caught setting up Canadian companies to make it look like the products were coming out of Canada, and they were Chinese. How did we give How do we allow communist China, who hates us? We are at war with China. And if you're naive enough to think that's not true, we just haven't started firing missiles at each other yet. We will. They fired a biological missile at us. Where do you think this virus came from? Okay. Now, and what astounds me is the survival rate. If you got this so-called coronavirus, did nothing. The survival rate was 99.8%. Children do not even have the receptor site in their body to have that virus get into their body. Why the shutting down of schools? Politics. Dumbing down. Let's talk about masks for a minute. Because when they first started to push these masks, I said, wait a minute. Something is really wrong with that. A dime store mask is going to stop a microscopic virus from getting into the body? No, any more than a chain link fence would stop mosquitoes from getting into your backyard. So I started to do research and more research. I have hundreds of scientific articles. You know what the masks do? They lower your blood oxygen levels. If you've ever had your blood pressure tested at a hospital or a doctor's office, they put the cuff on your arm, then they put that little thing on your finger. That thing on your finger is called an oximeter. You can buy them at any drugstore, $25, $30, $35. That measures the oxygen levels in your blood. Anytime you wear the mask, that does nothing to stop the virus. Now it's even worse. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it starts to lower your blood oxygen level. It's called bringing on hypoxia. Lowered oxygen, and now you have an epidemic. And I talk to doctors all over the world, all over this country. They're seeing incredible levels of, tuberculosis, pneumonia, all this going on with the lungs and the throat because you're lowering blood oxygen levels. Test it for yourself. Twice a week, I go over to a hospital here in Mesa, next town over, rather big hospital, have a little teaching session with the nurses and the nurse assistants and that. Sometimes doctors wander in. It's not a long session, but when the doctors hear what I'm talking about, they will try to debate me. They never win. I said, you bring your science, I'll bring mine. Okay, you're nothing more than a drug-pushing whore, with what you're doing, forcing the mask. So when they started to try to force and everybody there has to wear a mask, they tried to force me to get the PCR test up the nose. We'll talk about that a little bit. I put a stop to that right away. But anyway, when I first started to go there and the nurses were forced to wear a mask, and I asked them, excuse me, how many are feeling fatigued right now? And, kind of brain fog and just a sense of just don't feel right. They all raised their hand. I said, look it. You have an oximeter right there. Put it on your finger and do this test. Okay, when you come in and have to put a mask on, test your blood oxygen before you put the mask on. And then after a half hour or so, test it again and see what's happened to your blood oxygen. It drops like a rock. Lowered blood oxygen causes cancer and hypoxia and every disease known to mankind. Why would they do that? Well, several different reasons. To lower the immune system. Because let me guarantee you something, people. Come fall, they're going to release another bioweapon. It may have been released already in Brazil. Brazil has what they call a variant, and have talked to scientists down there, get emails every day, thousands of people a week, not only in the United States, worldwide, and in Brazil, they're dying. The hospitals are all completely full. It is not the regular COVID. Coronavirus SARS. Now, what I'm about to say, I'm not making any drug claims. the Fatal Drug Association, the FDA, okay, I am not making any claims whatsoever to break your rules, okay? I'm just going to tell you about some research, because one of the products the Power Mall carries is our Super Silver, the only silver, nano silver product in an alkaline structured water base. And we're going to talk more about that. But I have published medical studies from Arizona State University where they tested nano silver against the coronavirus and SARS. That's what they normally test them together. Wipe them out completely. Am I making a claim? No. I'm just telling you about research studies that are published, okay? And so is nano silver important to have? Yes, stock up. Let me guarantee you. Excuse me. I've been talking on so many radio shows, I'm losing my voice. I hear music. We will continue this discussion as soon as we come back from these important messages.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.